Mark chapter 15. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and turned him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You say it." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, "Don't you answer? Look at how many things they testify against you." But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at that feast he released to them one prisoner of their choosing. And there was one named Barabbas, who lay bound with those that had made rebellion with him, who had committed murder in the rebellion. And the multitude shouting out began to desire him to do like he had always done with them. But Pilate answered them, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had brought him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas to them. And Pilate answered and said again to them, "What do you want me to do with him that you call the king of the Jews?" And they shouted out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" And they shouted even stronger, "Crucify him." And so Pilate, wanting to satisfy the people, released Barabbas to them and delivered Jesus, after he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band of soldiers, and they dressed him in purple and wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him on the head with a pole and spat on him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And after they'd mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they forced Simon, a Cyrenian who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments, drawing straws for them what every man would get. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the writing of his accusation was written over him, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two thieves, one at his right hand and the other at his left. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "And he was counted with the criminals." And those who passed by berated him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, you who destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests made fun of him and said among themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, he can't save himself. Let Christ the King of Israel come down now from the cross, so we can see and believe." And those who were crucified with him said bad things to him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, "My God, my God, why have you gone from me?" And some of those who stood by when they heard it said, "See, he's calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a pole and gave him to drink, saying, "Let it be. Let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus shouted with a loud voice and gave up the spirit. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he so shouted and gave up the spirit, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joses and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And now when the evening had come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, who also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly to Pilate and desired the body of Jesus. And Pilate was amazed if he were already dead. And calling to himself the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock and rolled a stone to the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.